This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. President Bush has named Bernard Kerik as his choice to head the Department of Homeland Security. Mr. Kerik was commissioner of New York Police Department during the attacks of September 11th. He campaigned for Mr. Bush this past year. In a press conference earlier today, Mr. Kerik accepted the nomination and talked about his experience in New York on September 11th.
I saw hatred claim the lives of 2,400 innocent people, and I saw the bravest men and women I will ever know rescue more than 20,000 others.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca joins us from the city where Bernard Kerik was everything from a street cop to a commissioner. Mike, what in his background do you think convinced the president that he's the right guy for this job?
President Bush thinks of Bernard Kerik as a hero for his actions on 9/11. Before them, Kerik's life experience couldn't be more different from the president, who's of course a Yale grad and the son of wealth and privilege. Kerik grew up poor in Paterson, New Jersey. He dropped out of high school. His mother abandoned him when Kerik was still a baby. His mother was murdered by her pimp. We get this all from Kerik's autobiography, The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice, where he really lays bare his life. He talks a lot about psychological pain, so much so that if Kerik is confirmed, he'll be the only member of the cabinet who's also a member of Oprah's book club.
Really? Is it a good read?
Yeah, there is a lot of insight in the book, or at least self-analysis from a man who might assume a very powerful position. Here, let me read this one part, give you a little insight into how he thinks of himself. I wonder sometimes if the traits that have allowed me to be successful, a heightened sense of awareness and justice and duty, a deep need to protect people, an impatience with criminals, and a deep personal drive, are nothing more than a child's tools for survival and defense.
Now, this is a guy who's had a lot of different jobs. Go through a little bit of his resume.
Well, for one thing, we're getting, if he's confirmed, a new director of Homeland Security who wrote in his book that he once put a Saudi secret policeman in a headlock and quite seriously said to him, I'll kill you if you ever threaten me again. That was decades ago when he did security in Saudi Arabia. You know, that might be some sort of qualification in dealing with unfriendly internationals or maybe just the Washington bureaucracy. Before then, he ran the jails in Passaic, New Jersey. He left that job and took half the pay to work undercover as a New York City cop. He went on to head the Department of Correction in New York. Eventually, he became police commissioner of New York. Now, with the jails and the NYPD Blue, he took those jobs when morale in those departments were really low, and in both cases, he rallied the troops because he could say, hey, I was one of you. I was down in the trenches. And even though the NYPD is the country's biggest police department by far, Homeland Security is so much bigger that it might be hard for Kerik to have that kind of personal connection with members of 22 agencies spread throughout the government.
Well, is there any idea of what he wants to do at Homeland Security or what he would try to do?
Yeah, so much of what he can do depends on how much power his boss wants to give him. He's never been a politician, but here's an idea. He said this in his testimony before the 9/11 commission.
It was during the course of the time, I think, that I was revamping our intelligence division in the New York City Police Department. And basically, I think that intelligence base would serve as a model to the federal government and others on creating a central clearinghouse for intelligence, taking every federal database and putting it into one centralized center.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security wants to do this, but there are so many problems. They have this Terrorist Threat Integration Center, which is called TTIC. But right now, the FBI can't sit down on one computer and look at the same information that Justice or the CIA is looking at. There are just so many more issues on the federal level, like security clearances and the law that says the CIA can't spy on Americans. So you just get an idea by looking at this one issue, how while the NYPD might be the best training ground for the challenges of the Department of Homeland Security, it just isn't the real thing.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome, Alex.